up, huh? Good morning, Sleeping Beauty. Don't mind me, just messing around with some spells and such. I've learned quite a bit of knowledge from some witch friends, and well, it's really been helping me. Oh, right, you don't remember anything, do you? Hello, my name is Mayvella, but you can call me May. Oh, the fangs. Oh, I forget they're a little bit of an eyesore to some people. I am a vampire, so that kind of explains that, I feel. No, shh. Don't be scared, love. I promise you, I only want to help you. Oh, there goes that nasty cough again. See, I can tell you're dying, to say the least. Well, yes, I did put it bluntly, but you know it's true. You're dying of an illness, and well, there's no human cures for this illness. You were on your deathbed. And well, I brought you here to give you a choice. First, I'm gonna let you relax a little bit, because there's time. There's a little bit of time, and well, I don't want to scare you or make you overwhelmed, so eat up. I made you some soup. It'll help boost your immune system a little bit and coat that sore throat you have. I promise there's nothing wrong with the soup. Even if there was, I mean, you're not in any better of a situation now than you were, aren't you? Eat the soup. There you go. Was that so hard? Now, let me explain my proposition to you. First and foremost, let me clarify that you do not have to agree with anything I'm about to say. You can disagree and go on your merry way. I'll return you back to your home where you can peacefully pass in your sleep. I'll ensure that it's peaceful, don't worry. Or, there's the fun option. Well, you've already now discovered that vampires exist, and well, as the tales normally foremention, vampires have abilities. We're practically immortal with very little that can stop us, and well, increased speed and strength. That's why I was able to get you here all by myself when, well, I'm about half your size. As well as, we don't get sick. And we can heal others by turning them into vampires. So, putting two and two together, I'm assuming, is what you're doing right now, and well, I'm wondering if you would be okay with me turning you into a vampire. You can either live on your own or stay with me. And we can live out our fantasies together and, well, you won't die. To ensure that no one gets suspicious of your never aging, we will move every about 20, 30 years. People will just think we have a baby face and we'll change our name wherever we go. Now, I told you my real name. I go by many names, depending on where you are and who you ask. So, I'm gonna let you think on this while you eat your soup. I'm gonna go get you some water from the well. I promise it's clean water, it's well water. No, don't go jumping to conclusions. I want you to really think on this. I'll be right back. Stay put. I don't want you exerting any excess energy you don't have to. I'm back. Well, I told you we have increased speed after all. What did you expect? Here. Let me help you drink. Chin up. There you go. A little bit more. A little bit more. There you go. So, are you ready to answer, or do you need a minute? You need a minute. Look, I get it. I remember when I was turned. It was about 150 years ago. I was also on my deathbed, and well, this guy, knight in shining armor, came and, well, he saved me, but he didn't give me the option of death. And for a really long time, I resented him, and now I love being a vampire, but I felt like an abomination when it first happened. That's why I give you the choice. I don't want you to feel like you have to become undead immortal. You should be able to choose whatever you want to. You want to become a vampire? Oh, brilliant. Okay. I'm so glad. Well, I didn't want you to die, so... So, first things first is, I am going to have to bite you. I'm not going to drink any of your blood. I can control myself. I'm 150 years old after, you know... For God's sakes, I should be able to control myself a little bit. Just gonna give you a small bite to the neck. And then you're going to eat this herb, okay? It'll help your transition become a lot smoother. Basically, if I bite you, but you don't die, you become a vampire. But if you die, you just die. So, we have to move quickly, okay? Okay. Here, hold on to this pillow and just squeeze as tight as you can, okay? Are you ready? Okay, 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 it's okay, it's okay. I didn't hit an artery or anything, you're okay. I'm so sorry, that probably hurt. Here, let me get the herb, just keep a hand on your neck, okay? Right over the cut, there you go. Let me go grab the herb, okay? Okay. Where is it? Should have gotten this ready before. Here. Okay. Eat this. It's not gonna taste very good, but it'll be over quick, I promise. Come on. Every bite. Every bite. Chew, chew, chew. Swallow. I really hope they're not dead. Please don't be dead. Please don't be dead. You're alive! Well, yeah, I knew it was gonna work. What are you talking about? I'm gonna be honest. I've never done this before. I knew what I was doing. I just had never personally done it before. So, you're a vampire now. Must feel a lot better than when you felt sick, huh? You should still take it easy, but... where are you going? Come back here! Look, if you want to go on a run at least, you can just say something about it. I'm coming with you!